Mechayim. Rabbi Yossi's rule that kachim kalim is mamin bailim is only when the animal is alive. Correct the Gemara? Is that so? Mechayim yomar? Did he say that mechayim it's mamin bailim? But tonight we learn b'char meichin oisei tam chayu balmum chay v'shocht. Shaykh Mechira, Umakachim Baisish, and Shaykh Kedushin. Now that price, the Mishnah itself, which Dimur of Yaisi, I believe, says Makachim Baisish. Erev Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua said, Loishano, the Bechar Bizman Azek. That it could be Nikadisha Isha is only Bechar Bizman Azek, King Bechazil Akrav, Ismul Kainim Schiba Gavai. Abba's Masha, Basin, Midishchaim, Bechazil Akrav, a lot. So Erev Nachman does not shtim with Rabbi Yaisi, right? The Mishnah itself, which them were Rabbi Yaisi? Rav Nachman said, does match them with Rabbi Yaisi. Ve'esi ve'i Rava l'Rav Nachman, so Rava asked him, all about Shem l'Rav is kachim ka'al Shem, and why did Rav Yaisi ugly? Rav Nachman is saying things not like Rav Yaisi. So Chayri should have answered, you're right, I'm saying things not like Rav Yaisi, but I'm going like the Rabbanan, and you're going like Rav Yaisi. But that's not what he answered, Mishani. Ravina, that's dying this Mishnah of Bechar. The Bechar Bechutz Laretz. Chaviv Reb Shimon, Damar Abba Tamimi Yakrivu, in Bawi Lechatchil Allah. So for some reason, Reb Shimon holds that a Bechar Bechutz Laretz does not have a din Lechatchila to be Makrivit. So the Gemara, the Misa, the Chiyam Reb Yasi Gli, Mimani Hu Mechayim, Lishni Har Reb Yasi Gli, Har Rabbana. The Gemara should have said so. Why did the Gemara say Harabi Yaisi Aglili Harabbanan? Vice dice that Mechayim it's also Mamin Gavai. This is the Gemara's Raya. So this is the second step in the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning said Kika Omar was Mechayim, basically is Mechayim. When it says now it's not. So again, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis is the sugya. What are we talking about here in this Gemara? So that Rashi and Tosis argue. Rashi holds that the whole Gemara is talking equally about a Kayin and Bailam. The Kayin get Chaz of a Shaykh. The Bailam get all the meat of the animal besides the Chaz of a Shaykh. And the Mizbeach gets the Imurim. The Rashi holds that this whole Sugya is talking Sai about Chelek Kayinim and Sai about Chelek Bailam. There's no difference. And that's what you're talking about, that it's Momin Gavaya. Tosis holds not that way. Tosis holds that Momin Bailam is Pshita, that it's Momin Hedyet. And the whole Sugi is talking about Momin Kayim. Now I'd like you to appreciate that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about the Taich of a carbon. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, by coaching how to explain Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is a machlokes in Lomdus, what taich a carbon? If I take an animal and I make it into a shlamim, what happened when I did that? Did I give away the animal? Or I didn't give away the animal, it's still my animal, I just made it a shlamim. Was there any change of ownership at all when I have an animal, which is my animal, I own it lagamri, and I say on the animal that this animal becomes a Hariz Ushlami? What happened in the minute I said Hariz Ushlami? Is it just that Kedusha came onto the animal? That's the way Tosis learns. Tosis holds that it's still mine, just like it was mine before. Nothing changed in ownership. I gave a Kedusha. I took an animal. I said it's a carbon. It's just as much my animal as it always was. There's no Shakla Vitaria. There's nothing in the Sugya that talks about the Bailam. Because it's Pashit. The Bailam have it like they always had it. Nothing changes when you say Arizu Hegdish. That's Taisis Shita. So therefore, like Taisis, there's nothing to talk about in Moment Bailam. In the Chelek HaBailam. The Chelek HaKayin, the Chelek HaBaya, alright, something happened. But the animal itself, it was my animal yesterday, it's my animal today. Nothing changed in ownership. Like Rashi, when you say Zushlamim, you gave away the animal. It's now, just like if you say Zutruma, now it belongs to the Shevet HaKohanim. It's not yours anymore. You have the Tevis Hanah, you can give it to whoever you want. But it's not yours. It belongs to the Shevet HaKohanim. Rashi holds that when you take an animal and you say Zushlamim, it now becomes Shlamim's, a Shlamim of, it belongs to Shlamim, belongs to Hegdish. That's Rashi Shita. That's why Rashi holds that even the Chelek Bailim, we could clear, is it Mom and Bailim or Mom and Gavaya? Because Be'etzem, the animal changed. And that's why Rashi has to give reasons why it's Mom and Bailim. Shachray Yisu Olav. Why does Rashi have to give reasons? Like Tysus, you don't have to give reasons. Like Tysus, if you make an animal Hegdish, zero changed. It was mine yesterday, it's mine today. It's just a certain dinim on the carbon. But I didn't give up anything. Nothing changed with CD. It's not a difference in a technical halacha. It's a difference in the whole picture of a carbon. What is a carbon? It's my animal and it's a carbon, or it belongs to Hegdish. Tysus holds that it's my animal just as mine yesterday, it's mine today. I made a Hegdish, there's certain dinim on it, that's all. And Rashi holds, no, when you make something Hegdish, you're giving it away. It's totally given away. It's not yours. And Rav Yossi HaGlili comes and he says, Mom and Bailam, who we have to have a reason. Why is it Mom and Bailam? So Rashi says, Shachru Yusayolo. But Be'etzem, it belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is a corporation, is a company that owns things. That's the difference in Rashi and Tosfos. Be enough gemina l'chayra. What happens if Reuven has a friend Shimon? Shimon is a poor guy, but he needs a carbon. He needs a carbon. So Reuven says, "Okay." He takes one of his animals. He says, "Zushlamim for Shimon." Shimon wants to bring a carbon, or Shimon has to bring a taida. Something happened to him, and he was saved. So Reuven takes an animal. And he says, Zu Taida Lotes Chiyuvai Shal Shimon. Right? Shimon has a chiyuv to bring a Taida, this is a Taida. Who's Mom and Bailam is it now? It's still Reuven's or it's Shimon's? Who's Mom and Bailam is it? Reuven or Shimon? So it depends how you understand the whole sugya. If you understand the whole sugya like Tosfos, that when you make something Hegdish, you still own it. Ownership didn't change. Hegdish is just something you're doing with your animal. You can take your animal and you can work the field. You can take your animal, you can eat it. You can take your animal, you can give it for a carbon. You're giving it for a carbon. Like Tosfos is still Reuven's animal. You can be Mekadosh and Isha, Reuven's the one that can be Mekadosh and Isha. If someone's mazik it, he has to pay Reuven. Because Reuven was the owner of the animal beforehand, and he's still the owner of the animal. Like Rashi, it wouldn't be that way. According to Rashi, if Reuven says, this is a carbon for the chiyuv of the toida of Shimon, when we say it's mom and bailim, we mean it's Shimon's mom and bailim. It's Shimon's mom and bailim. Shimon is the one who's going to get the bossa from it. Because this belongs to Hegdish. You know, in Hegdish, there's a halacha. Some of it gets burned. Some of it gets good kainim, and some goes to the Bailam. Who's the Bailam? The Bala carbon, the one who's mechuyev in the carbon. So, like Rashi, Mistam, no raya to it, Mistam like Rashi, Rashi says, Achri Yusay Olav, he means because Shimon's the one who's Achrayus is on it. He's the one that loses it, this carbon disappears. So I say, I have no raya, I do have a raya. The words Rashi, Shach, you say a love, is saying that it's Shimon's carbon. It's Shimon's carbon because Shimon's the one who's Zacharias is on it. So you have to chap, it's not just two nekudis, the Hilchis Karbanis of Kach and Kal. It's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos in the uptaich of a carbon of Kach and Kalim. Is extraordinary. It's extraordinary chilek. Like Tosfos, it's just your money, like all your other assets.
it's your money like all your other assets. Lo Rashi, it's not yours anymore. It's gone. It's given away. Just like Petek Habayis is given away. Kotcha Khan is also given away. If you Mekadish an Isha, what do you Mekadish the Isha with? Let's say I have a Shlomim. Sezu Shlomim, or Hari Elai Shlomim, whatever the case may be. I have an animal here that's a Shlomim. I go over to a woman and I tell her, see this is a Shlomim. I can't pretend it's not, otherwise not a Kedusha. I tell it's a Shlomim. Hari Yat Mekadish Li B'Shlomim Zu. With what is the Kedusha? What does she receive? What is she getting? How do you see it? What's she getting? I think again there are two ways to look at it, no? What does a woman get if I have a shlamim? I already made it a shlamim. I said zu shlamim. And now I'm a kaddish anisha with it. What am I a kaddisha with? What's she getting from me? What's she getting from me? The tremendous thing in Rashi and Taisus. If the chav, it's as different as could be, I think. No?
But how does it make a difference?
Huh? What did she get?
It's different in the way you look at it. For the Rashi, she's getting a carbon. And according to Taisus, she's getting an animal that happens to be a carbon.
Well, let's see. According to Taisus, I agree. She's getting an animal that happens to be a carbon. And she can now bring it as a shlamim. If she brings it, it's her shlamim. Like Taisvis, till now was my animal, which happens to be a shlamim. Now it's your animal, which happens to be a shlamim. You bring it, your shlamim. You know, in Shemayim, where they have the scorecard and they keep a list of mitzvahs, is the lady's carbon shlamim.
She cannot bring it for shlamim.
She cannot bring it, right? It's mechuyav to bring it for shlamim. But when you bring it, it's the lady's carbon, according to Taisvis. According to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, it's still my carbon. I made it into a carbon. It now belongs to Hendish. I could only be Mekadisha with my chelik of basar that I'm supposed to get. Can't give her the animal. The animal's not mine. Lay Rashi, it's a Mekadish Bechelkai. Mekadish Bechelkai. Lay Rashi. A Mekadish with my chelik. That means I'm going to get some meat from this. That's part of the deal. Not some meat. I get all the meat. Come out the whole animal of meat. When I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I'm giving her the meat of this carbon that I would normally get. I'm giving to her. Like Taisus, I'm only being Mekadish Bechelta. I'm only being Mekadish with the Chelik. Like Rashi, I mean, like Taisus, I'm giving away the animal. Because my animal is her animal. Like Rashi, it's not my animal, it's Hendish's animal. Like Rashi, I'm only being Mekadish with the meat, which I'm eventually going to get. So like Rashi, the words HaMekadish B'chelkoi makes sense, Sai by Kain and Sai by Bailam. When Taisus learned the words HaMekadish B'chelkoi, Taisus understood, Mekadish B'chelkoi can't be talking about Yisrael. Yisrael's not Mekadish B'chelkoi. The kashrut whole animal, it's his animal. Mekadish b'behemta. Taisus learns Mekadish b'chelkai is going on the Kayan. Rashi learns Mekadish b'chelkai is going on the Yisrael too. In this day and Taisus, the whole lush in Mekadish b'chelkai doesn't make sense like Taisus. Taisus has a whole different picture of what being Magdish Kachim Kalam is. The difference between Rashi and Taisus, I mean, I'm telling you two nafkaminas. Even if you'll be mefakfik on an afkamina, but the yisayid of Rashi, the yisayid of Taisvis, are as different as could be when you make a carbon hekdish. According to Taisvis, it's your animal, you're just making it a hekdish. If you have a kaddish anisha, it's your animal, you gave it to a woman, now it's our animal. If you want to sell it, you can sell it, now it's somebody else's animal. And he'll bring it as a shlamim. I can have a store and I can sell shlamims. The Rabbanan, I think you're not Meicher Beitlis, but stamas I could sell animals that are shlomims. But like Rashi, once I make it a shlomim, it's hegdishes. The only thing I can give away or I could sell, like in Mekadish Anisha, is my chelik of the meat. Chelik of the meat is Mekadish Bechelka. So you see the difference in Rashi and Taisus. in the Yisai HaDavar is a tremendous chiluk. It comes out in Nafkamina and Agamar. S'chus of a mitzvah. Well, I'm not selling the s'chus of a mitzvah. I'm selling the behema with which you could do the mitzvah.
But if the behema is the whole thing that you can only do is a carbon, and you're not being mekadosh with the actual food, you're being mekadosh with the fact that she's bringing the carbon. That's just the s'chus, right?
So she gets the food too.
Yes, yeah, so then that's Rashi.
See, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, you can only do it with the meat. According to Taisvis, you do it with the whole animal, which includes the meat of the animal. It's my animal. What if I would have an animal and I promised someone the chaz of a shaykh? So the rest of the animal is still mine. It can be kadosh anisha. When I magdish it, it's like I promised the kain of the chaz of a shaykh. I promised him his bayach, daymurim, and the rest of the meat is mine. So the side of the inyan, we're going to try to figure out the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara, how each step of the Gemara stems, like Rashi, how it stems like Taisus, but that's all in the small parts. I don't want to call it small, but that's like the trees of the sugya, the forest of the sugya, the big picture of the sugya, is to understand that Rashi and Taisus start off with two different nation in how to look at a carbon. It's a very geschmack Miches Chinuch. It goes on the Gemara in Psachim on Gimel Amid Beis. There's a Maisa with a guy who brought a carbon Pesach. A guy who traveled in, they thought he pretended to be a Yid, and brought a carbon Pesach, and he bragged about it. So, who was it? Whoever it was told, gave him an etzah. He told him, when you go next time, ask for the tail. Yeah, I'll get what you can get. So they realize he's a guy because of his the trick they told him to do. They realize he's a guy. So Pussy said they killed him. They killed him. They killed this guy who was bringing carbon pass. So everybody asks, why they kill him? So a guy who brings a carbon, a guy who's not allowed to bring only an idol, he can't bring any other carbon in his bag. So a guy brings a carbon Pesach, why they kill him? So the Michas Chinuch writes on that, he says, like Rashi, the kash is only shvei like Tosfos, why they kill him? Like Rashi, it's very good. Because a benayach is killed on Geneva. The benayach steals chayim nisim. According to Rashi, if you bring a carbon Pesach, if the guy brings a carbon Pesach and he eats the meat, he's a ganev. Why is he a ganev? Because, right, what's Rashi shita? When you magdish a behema, what happens to the behema? The entire behema belongs to Hegdish. Is it din? Bailam could eat it. Not even a guy. When the guy ate it, he's a ganev. Because when you magdish a behema, you transfer ownership to Hegdish. Hegdish, like I said, is like a corporation that owns it. And when you eat the meat, like Rashi, you're a ganev. He says, like Taisvis, the kasha shver. Because according to Taisvis, how do you attach up a carbon? It's still mine. If I magdish a carbon, it's still my carbon. If it's still my carbon, so if I eat it, I'm not over ganev. The guy's not allowed to bring it. But Ganav is not. It was always his. Being Magdish doesn't make it always his. So you see, Mechasinuch learned Machlaikas Rashi Taisus this way. That the Machlaikas Rashi Taisus is a tremendous chilek in between them. Who owns the animal? Who's the Bailam, the Gavi Ganeva? A similar piece. What? A guy cannot eat kachin. But Machai Misa. Chayim Nisa only if he's a ganav, but if he eats kachin, a guy's allowed to bring an ayla. Let's say a guy brings an ayla, and he eats some of the meat of the ayla. Of eating kachin is not Chayim Nisa. Of stealing from Hegdish, oh, so that could be Chayim Nisa. The guy's not serving Shavu Mitzvah, so one of them is ganav. But eating kachin, but a guy's not mitzvah. There's no aveira for a guy to walk tamei into the base of Hegdish. He's not mitzvah. That's not what else that is. So it's very geschmack. You see, Adam Chisimach learned that Rashi and Taisus touch up shat differently.
There's a piece also in the Asvan Dereisa, the statement from Rabbi Yosef Engel. He also, we find a number of chalukim between Rashi and Taisis. One is is a mesugim sefta Shabbos, Daf Kufta Zayin. Gemara declares when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, like this year, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you bring a carbon Pesach, the Shech carbon Pesach on Shabbos. And they skin the animal. The Shal and the Gemara, how far they skin it. Do they skin the animal only till they could pull out the emurim from the Mizbeach that everyone's made it? And then they wait till the night and they skin the rest of it at night for the people, because they eat it at night. Or the Chachamim say, no, you skin the whole animal, because even the Chelaka, the Basar, it's also Hegdish. It's Masriach, it doesn't stay as fresh if you don't skin the animal right away. So there's Machlekes in the Gemara if you skin the whole animal, but you only skin it down to the Emurim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that that Gemara Shaila L'chayr is Tali, the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If you learn, like Tosfos, it's a Hegdish animal. It's a person's animal. The animal belongs to the person. You bring it to the Bay of Beis HaMikdash, you can't skin the person's animal on Shabbos. The Emurim, you have to go to Gevaya, you skin the animal. The rest of the animal, it's a private person's animal. I'm not going to do Avayah, the Melacha of him. Meshenkev, you learn like Rashi. The whole animal belongs to Hegdish. The entire animal belongs to Hegdish. There's a halacha that the Bailam could eat from it. But the whole animal belongs to Hegdish. You could skin the whole animal. Because even the chelik of the animal that's going to be eaten by a person to prevent it from being masriach is an avoida of the behemah shel hegdish. So he makes another chelik. So there are more chilukim. I think it's simin yud beis in the Asad Arai, so the inside simin yud beis. It all comes down to a havana in what in the kudus hamachlokes Rashi and Tosfos is. The amazing thing is that not for Tosfos, I don't know if we'd realize that is such a Rashi Shita. But because of Tosfos, we understand, and the Brisker Rav certainly helps us to figure out the steps in the Gemara. It's very hard. We're stuck, because Rashi is so ambiguous. It's hard to figure out the steps in the Gemara. But if you work through the Brisker Rav, you know, it's a Geshmaka Cheshbon, Rashi and Tosfos, at each step in the Gemara, to figure out the Kuga of the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying, and each step of the way, if it applies to Bailam or not, is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's in Maskana, that's Machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. So that's the Lumdis of the Machlokes here. Now the Pshat in the Machlokes, we have to work out where it comes out, the Nafkamina Lamaisa. Let's see the Gemara's Teretz, and then we'll work through the three steps in the Gemara. Gemara answers, so Gemara brought a Raya, the Rav Yaya said, again, the Havamina we said, Rav Yaya said, Galili, Kikam Rav Yaya said, Galili Mechayim. In the Maskana, Rav Yaya said, Galili is saying it, even, in the Kasha, we're asking, did he say it Mechayim? So the Teretz is Matnas Kuhuna Kamrit. Shani Matnas Kuhuna, Diki Kazachu, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Matnas Kuhuna is different than when there's Zeicher for Matnas Kuhuna. So, according to Rav Tosfos, Gemara is saying, Ella, you're right. Ella, the way you asked, that Taka, well, we're talking here about the Chelik Gavaya. And you're right, the Chelik Gavaya, the Matnas Kuhuna Chelik, is certainly Chelik Gavaya. Let's just, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to try to put it on the board, but if you're just going to look at it, it's not going to help you. You have to be able to see, you have to try to catch me if I'm wrong in something, and then you'll be able to figure out in the Gemara the way the three steps in the Gemara go. Right, the first step in the Gemara is Ki Ka'ama and Mechayim, Ki Ka'ama of Yaisi and Mechayim, Kodat Ahav Amina, the Gemara. And then the Gemara said, "Mechayim Yomer." Right, that's the kasha of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, "Matnas Kol Nashayim," which is Maskan. Okay, this is Maskan. Now, each step of the way, we have Rashi and we have Tosfos. Okay, what's Rabbi Yossi Aglini talking about? Okay? Each step of the Gemara, we have to tell him what he's talking about. Right, the Havamid is easy, because the Gemara says, Kikam Rabbi Yossi Mechayim. So it's talking about Mechayim. So Rabbi Yossi is going on Mechayim, like everybody. Okay, what I'm filling in the box is what Rabbi Yossi is saying is Mama Bad. Right? So it's going on Mechayim. And it's going on the Chelek of who? It's going on the Kayanim and the Bible. And that's how the Gemara started. The both the Sadak Rashi is not like Tyson's the way I understand. Rabbi Yossi is going on with everybody. He said everything Mechayim is moment by. That's the habit. Now what's the Gemara's kasha? Here Rashi and Tosfos is different. Mechayim the Amar, the Makshin held. The Mechayim is moment Gavaya. What's moment Gavaya? Mechayim. So that looks like Rashi and Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, what's moment Gavaya? Yeah, Gavaya Mechayim. What's moment Gavaya? The Kayanim. So Kayanim is Gavaya, and the Bailim is Mom and Hedi. This is the way Tosfos learns. The Mechayim Yomar is only going on the Kayanim, that's Mom and Gavaya. The Bailim is Mom and Hedi. And Tosfos learns, the Gemara answered, Matnas Kumashani, the Gemara said, Elo. Right? Elo meaning you're right. Because this is the Maskano also. This goes down to the Maskano. This is the Maskano according to Tosfos. Mechayim is Mama Gavaya for Kayanim. And Mama Bailam of Hedyat. And there's no difference. Lacha and Mechayim, so after Shechita, just write Achakach, it means after Shechita, it's Koshkein. Right? Tosfos says Koshkein, then it's Mama Gavaya. Right? And on the Bailam also stays the same, because remember Tosfos Shita is that the Bailam is not Pashim among the Bailam. So according to Tosfos, there's no chilek Mechayim and Lacha Misa. The simple way to write this is just Mechayim and Lacha Shita are the same. Okay, that's a simple way to write it. Tosfos holds there's no chilek Mechayim and Lacha Shita, it's Mama Gavaya and Mama Bailam. Now Rashi doesn't hold to be mechalik between Kayin and Bayim in the Kasha. Rashi holds that the Gemara's Kasha was saying that Mechayim both are Gavaya. Mechayim, Sosai, Kayinim, and Bayim, Amom Gavaya. Right, so Rashi holds not to be mechalik. That Mechayim both are Amom Gavaya. And only in the Teretz, the Teretz is Matnas Kol Nashani. The Teretz, Rashi holds that there's a chiluk between Kayan and Gavaya, because it's Matnas Kol Nashani. And Bailam is Mamun Hedyat, according to the Teretz. So in the Teretz, the Gemara is the Chiddush that Matnas Kol Nashani is Mamun Gavaya, and Bailam is Hedyat. And of course, the Charbis Manazeh is the same. Look, that was I got the Gemara's Chiddush. The Charbis Manazeh is the same as Bailam. That's Agav. But this is the way it works by Rashi. According to Rashi, everything is Gavaya. And according to Tosfos, only Kayanim is Gavaya. So the question is, what about Lacha Shita? Tosfos is not Mechamak. Tosfos held that there's no Chiluk Mechamak Lacha Shita. Now, Maskana Kayanim is all Gavaya, and Yisrael is all. And Rashi has to hold Achashrita is different. Why? Because otherwise, everything is Gavaya. Rav Yossi said on something,
Tzmam and Bailam Hills. If you say Kayin and Bailam are both Gavaya, so what's Mom and Hedi? That's Tyson's Kasha and Rashi. Tyson has the Koshka. Rashi has to hold that Achashita and the Havamina is still going on both is Mom and Hedi. Rashi has to hold that in the Havamina, the Chilik is Mechayim and Achashita. Mechayim is Mom and Gavai and it's Mom and Hedi. And the Maskana is soon. What?
Even the Chilik Mechayim and Achashita.
That's right. Even the Chelak
HaKayim
in Lach HaShvita, the Mom and Hedid.
The Mom and
Hedid, yeah. Because Rashi says there's no Chelak. There's no Chelak between them and the Havamina. In the Maskada, there's a Chelak, which the way I understand, at least the way Mr. Rubens is explaining it, what comes out in the Maskada is the Chelak HaKayim and his Gavoya HaKayim. But after Shvita, it becomes Mom and Hedid. Even the Chelak HaKayim, right? Because the Bible even Mechayim is Mom and Hedid. Right? Because we stay with the Havamina. The Kiyam Rabbi Yosi Mechayim, in the Bible that remains. So, I think this is something that you have to sit down and figure out by yourself, each step by step. But, I think if you work out the Gemara, and you take out the Brisker Rav, if you still have the copies, you'll see that the Brisker Rav helps you very much in Pshat. If you work on Pshat here, it's an unusual piece in the Griz, in the fact that usually you finish the Sugi, and then you take out the Brisker Rav, and you see what he adds to the Sugi. Here, it's really hard, with the Brisker Rav helps you figure out Rashi Shita, Taisa Shita, as you go through the Sugi. It's two small, the first two small paragraphs. Okay, now we come to the Ktzais and the Starter. The Ktzais says a number of things. We're going to speak out today is the Kilo Siaka of Yud Beis Gimel. It happens to be a very nice piece, more than the stipler gives it credit for. The truth is, Rav Shimon says the same idea in Siman Tezayin, and probably the way I'm going to say it fits better the lashon of Rav Shimon. But for me, it's a very geshmaka thing. I think there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger that says the whole Yisai. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger who is interesting kasha. He asks. A mace is also bahana. We learned that, right, previously. That a mace is also bahana. So here's a kasha. If a mace is also bahana, how could the Chevra Kadisha take money for burying the mace, carrying the mace, and being the tire of the mace? It's also bahana. You don't have enough from it, even indirectly. You can't be a shomer on a egla rufa or on a basa b'cholov and think I paid for it. Can't be shayma chametz and get paid for it on Pesach. How can a chevra kedisha take money for being the top of the mace?
So they get paid for the shmir
of
the mace.
They do get paid.
They get paid for everything else.
What else is there?
Preparing
the mace.
No, preparing
the room.
Okay.
Every once in a while, they call the yeshiva. They say they need a shaymer. Someone come down, stay with the mace overnight, and pay. He's not doing anything else. He comes in. He says, "We'll tell him." But he's going to pay for saying to tell him. You know? So let's learn the Rav Shimon, the Stifler, and you'll see that it's a, such a geshmak a shtickle tire. Ktzais yes akash on the sugya. Rav Yaisi Aglili holds that kachim kalim mum and bailam. Agamar has three nafkaminas. The three nafkaminas are Timikadish and Isha and Shvus HaPakadin. Right, we brought the Pasik Malam Al Bashar. And if you're Mazik it, that you have to pay. Right, those are the three dinim of Kachem Kalam. Correct? The Tzais kachum kalama asavan la. You're not allowed to ride an animal that's kachum kalam. You're not allowed to lean on it. Is isa hana on kachum kalam? If it's asavan la, how can you be mekadesh anisha with it? How can you be mekadesh anisha with isurei hana? We have a rule that by isurei hana, nobody is a bailim on isurei hana. There's no real bailus on isurei hana. Right, shnei devarim einam b'shusa shel adam v'asan akasa kilo einam b'shusa chametz b'pesach. Why is chametz b'pesach not in your reshus? The person bought it before Pesach. He paid $100 for it. Why isn't that his? Because once it becomes yisurei hanah, there's no bailus. Yisurei hanah, it's not shy of bailus, and you have to own something. So frek tzais in simin tov vav sekat beis. He asks, how's it shayach to be mekadesh an isha with kachin kalam? It's yisurei hanah. You can't have hanah from it. No, it's not just that you're over on having hanah. It's that you're not bailus on it to be mekadesh an isha. We talk about having bailus, Rashi his way and Tosis his way, but yisurei hanah is not shayach. And if someone's ma'asik, why does he have to pay you? Someone's ma'asik, yisurei hanah, he has to pay. Maybe you'll want to answer that this Yisurei Hanah is different because right now it's Asa B'Hanah, but later it'll become Muta B'Hanah. When you shecht it, with the blood, the meat becomes Muta B'Hanah. So maybe you'll tell me Yisurei Hanah that become Muta B'Hanah later, it's Shayach Bailus. But he said that's also not true. Because the halacha is Kol HaNisrafim Afron Muta. Anything the Torah says that you have to burn, like Zara the Marshal, Afron Mutter, you're allowed to have an off in the ashes afterwards. So that also becomes Mutter L'Achas Man. And still, when it's Yisurei Hanah, it's Yisurei Hanah. So the so it's a Pella, it's a Tviya, the whole Indian of the Sugya of being Mekadesh and Isha, the Chayrin is a side reason. Why the whole thing is not shaykh? So both the Stipler and Reb Shimon say the Yisoid. There are two types of Yisurei Hanah in the Torah. If you say God will really, once you hear it, it's Pashut. There are two types of Yisurei Hanah in the Torah. There are some things that are Asa B'Hanah because the Torah wants you to be merachik from it. The Torah wants you to have no shaykhs to it. No connection to it. It's miyus to the Torah. Orla, Kali Akerem, Basav Cholav. These are things the Torah was marachik you. The Torah said it's Asa B'Hanah. These things, it's not shayach to have a hanah from it. It's not shayach to have bailus on it. Because these things are things that the Torah said are worthless. Asa B'Hanah. Hegdish. Why is Hegdish Asa B'Hanah? Because it's Miyus. So you want to be Marchikit? Not at all. Why is Hegdish Asa B'Hanah? Because the Torah doesn't want you to be Plagea and the Kedusha. The Torah wanted you to respect the Kedusha. So Davish B'Kedusha, it's because it's Hecher that it's Asa B'Hanah. Not because it's lower, but because it's something higher. A sukkah. We say chagas sukkis, ma chag la Hashem, ma chagiga is la Hashem, just like a karba chagiga is asa b'hanah, a sukkah is asa b'hanah. A sukkah on sukkis, except that you're allowed to sit in the sukkah for a mitzvah, but otherwise the sukkah is asa b'hanah. Can't break a splinter off the wood and use it to clean your teeth. A sukkah is, why is a sukkah asa b'hanah? Because it has a kedusha like a carbon, it's a davar kaddish. So you're going to tell me it's not shayach bailus on a sukkah because it's asa b'hanah? That's ridiculous. It's not that the Torah made it worthless. The Torah says it's worth a lot, but it has a kedusha, and therefore you can't. We command you not to have hanah from it. Let's say someone wants to sell a sukkah. Someone owns a sukkah. He wants to sell it. Can't sell a sukkah? Of course you can sell a sukkah. On Sukkos, yeah. You can sell a Sukkah on Sukkos too. Ay, Surei Hano. You can't sell. There's no Bailus. You can't sell Chametz. On Pesach, you can't sell. Someone sells Chametz to a guy on Pesach, it's not Chal Mechira. But you can't sell Chametz on Pesach. But Chametz is a type of Isurei Hano that the Torah was marchik. The Torah said it's worth nothing. A Sukkah or a Karbin, these are Isurei Hano and they write Kedushasa. It's because of the Kedusha that you're not allowed to have Hanoah from these things. So you can't tell me it's not Shayach Bailus. It can't be Mekadosh Anisha, you can't sell it. If I'm not Shayach Bailus, the Isser Hanoah is because of respect for it, not because it's worthless, but because of respect for it. So that, and that is Shayach Bailus. A mace also, a mace. But Thomas Shah Miriam, it says Miriam's body was also by Anoah. So Miriam's body was also by Anoah because it's Mias. Her body was also by Anoah because it's Kadosh. Every mace, the Guf has a Kedusha. It's a Tikshal HaNeshama. It's because it's Hecher that it's also by Anoah, not because it's low. Not because we want you to be Marchiket. It's because we want you to respect it. Any Isser Anoah that comes from respecting it, it's a different story. It's Anoah comes with respect. It's not worthless. You, in practical terms, you can't have Anoah from it. But it doesn't mean that it has no value. It has no value. So this is the Geder HaInyan. Kneir Kneich, the Taz, has a Shaila. Are you allowed to sit in the Sukkah in the rain? Let's say it's raining, you cover the dach, you want to sit in the sukkah. How you want to sit in the sukkah? A sukkah is also by Anoah. You're having Anoah, the walls are protecting you from the wind. How can you have Anoah from the sukkah? When you mekayim a mitzvah, we understand. That's the mitzvah, hainu mitzvasa. But the Taz says, how can you sit in the sukkah in the rain? The truth is, there's an Ein Yontif holds it's awesome. Ein Yontif says, you're not sitting in the sukkah in the rain. The Taz says you're allowed to. What? It's covered, it's not a sukkah. That's the answer, and if it's not covered, then you're not sitting in the sukkah in the rain. He says, because the Isser Hanoah of a sukkah is when you pegeya b'kedushasa. When you make the kedusha less, when you're taking away from it, you break a splinter off the wall, now it's less. But to have an offer from it in a way that doesn't touch the Kedusha, that's not awesome. It's not Pagim with the Kedusha at all. It's not awesome. Just like you could sell it, you're not Pagim with the Kedusha at all. Yeah. What? How do you put a shlak? It's true. You put a shlak, you're making it ice kosher sukkah. And you'll have to put a shlak even when it's not raining. But you're not having Anoah by putting the shlak.
You know that
that's not Anoah. But that's for the mitzvah. It's also good.
But right now it's not raining.
Right now?
Right now it's not raining, and I know it's supposed to rain later at night.
So I want to protect it so I can do the mitzvah tomorrow. If you have a good kasher, what happens at the end of Sukkot? I don't want it to get wet. I put it. But again, I'm only doing it to protect it. Protecting the sukkah. Not for my zaydik, I don't know. So the Taz says that the only issur is to be pagim b'kedushasai. And if it's not a hanoah that's mamaya kedushasai, they're being mevatlet, then there's no issur. So it's a very geshmak chiluk. You have to take all these surah on the Torah and divide them into two categories. And these are the two types. Now Agav Reb Chaim Shimon adds another knech. This is Reb Shimon's style constantly in Shari Yosher. He has a style of looking at things through the eyes of the Torah. I once mentioned to you, B'Shem Reb Shimon, that if someone on Yom Tov, someone cooks something that's also b'achila, let's say someone cooks basar b'chalav on Yom Tov, and he eats it, he doesn't care. He cooks basar b'chalav on Yom Tov, he eats it. Zayvan de isa basar b'chalav. Is he ever in the veir of cooking on Yom Tov? Is he ever in the veir of cooking in Yom Tov? Or do we say Ashu Yochel Lachem? Cooking is mutter for Eichel Nefesh. But I say he ate it. Is he Iver? So Rav Shimon said he's Iver. If a Yid cooks on Yom Tov, Basal B'Cholov, and eats it, he's Iver the Iver of cooking. Shaloi L'Tzara Feichel Nefesh. Ah, he cooked Feichel Nefesh, he ate it. So what did Rav Shimon say? What? So Rav Shimon said that that's not food. The Torah said that's not food. If someone will cook a shoe and eat it on Yom Tov, so you say he has a hetzer, it's eichel nefesh. Not eichel nefesh, not edible. So if Shimon said, when the Torah said that basa b'cholov is asa b'achila, the Torah is saying it's not food. When the Torah said you can't eat it, it means you can't eat it, it's not food. If you do eat it, you're meshugana, eating something that's eating a shoe. He says, kamat the same words here, simit hazayin. He says, what does it mean that isurei hanor, it's not shaykh ownership on isurei hanor? You know what it means? By orla, kalei akerem, basa b'cholov, avay dezara, chametz, five isurei hanor, they didn't miss any. Those are the five, is not hazayin on shaykh. Orla, kalei akerem, basa b'cholov, chametz, and avay dezara. Those five isurei hanor, that the Torah was marchik, the Torah said it's not shaykh to have hanor from it. It has no value. It's not possible to have enough from it. Like a piece of garbage. It's not possible to have enough from it. I have a meshugana who's going to eat it. He's going to say it's a hanah for me. He's a meshugana. It's not hanah. He thinks it's hanah. That's hasnish hanah. If you put on the glasses of the Torah, if you take the Torah and you make it a pair of glasses, and you see the world through the Torah, then orla, it's not possible to have enough from. It's wood, if you put it in the fireplace, it makes the room warm. It's not making the room warm. You think it's making the room warm. It's making the room warm with a poison warmth. It's a dangerous warmth. That's not hanah. Someone's gonna put a radioactive material to make him warm. He's gonna die from it. That's a hanah, it's not a hanah. It's the lashon he uses. It's a samam odes. He's putting poison there. He's saying, "I enjoy it." What do you mean, enjoy it? It's gonna hurt you. Isurei hanah. This yisaid we have that isurei hanah is worthless is because the Torah said so. What's his raya? His raya is even if you have a mummer, a tenech shenishba, someone doesn't know better. And he has chametz on Pesach. He barely knows he's Jewish. You go out to South Dakota and you find a guy who's Jewish. He owns chametz. Does he own the chametz? No. What do you mean he doesn't own the chametz? It's lost about no. It has no value. What do you mean it has no value? He's going to serve it for supper tonight. What do you mean it has no value? From a yid, you could understand. From a yid, he's Surya, no, it has no value. What are you going to do with it? But Zohar of Shimon, we don't find anywhere in Shas, it says a chiluk between a fryi yid and a from a yid. He says, a fryi yid also has chametz on Pesach. He doesn't own it. It's worthless. What do you mean it's worthless? He's going to serve it for supper. Teretz is, if you put on the glasses, you look at the world through the Torah, the Torah said, not that way, the Torah said that this is not shayach hanah from this. When a person has hanah, he's having hanah from poison. Like someone eats a shoe.
That's not.
What?
What?
So what happens if Isha is willing to machna herself for less than a pruta? She's not a kadeshes. She's willing to machna herself. And she's funny because she's going to eat it. A man goes to a woman on Pesach. They're both frying. And he gives her a Danish. And he's makadesh shari. I'm a kadeshes with this Danish. And she eats the Danish. And she had an offer from it. She's not a kadeshes. Because she didn't get a pruta from him. It's not a pruta. It looks like a pruta and it smells like a pruta. And it could even be that they're shaking him. They don't know it's Pesach. And Afal Pekin, it's not Kedushin. How do you explain it? So, Rav Shimon, this is side. When the Torah said it's poison and has no value, you have no ownership. In caves, Rav Shimon, that's on things the Torah said are poison. A sukkah is not poison. A carbon is not poison. A mace is not poison. These are things that you have to be. The Torah said they're too chashuv that you should be plagea and they're covered and lean on them or ride on them. Not something the Torah said is Sama Modas. Those things are Shayach ownership, even though they're Asa Ba'ana. The whole Parsha of Yisurei Hanah is only on things that are Asa Ba'ana for negative reasons, not for positive reasons. So this is the aside of the stipler. I think it's the stipler saying, Rav Shimon says it more clearly, that there are two types of Yisuri Hanah, the ones that are Osa Bahanah because they're Mios, that they're too low to be Mota Bahanah, and those are ownerless. And then you have things that are too Chashiv to be Mota Bahanah. That's Shayach Bailos. You can be Kaddish and Isha, and if someone's Mazi, you can get paid for it. A Sukkah, all of these things. Okay, Sunday, I have to tell you, from Gufa to Rava Omar, which is Hif and Amid. Rav Omar goes back on our sugya. From Gufa to Rav Omar is just introducing Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Yosi Ben Dustoi. So it's one piece of Gemara, which I hope Yitzhak Hashem will cover on Sunday. I still have to get back to the other part of this night, so we'll get back to it.